Now look at part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a radio interview with a man talking about a skateboard journey. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome, Joe Durant. You made an amazing journey travelling 3,000 kilometres across Europe on a skateboard. What made you decide to do it?
2 years ago, I was feeling bored with my job and was looking for a challenge. I heard about an organisation called Boardwalk that helps teenagers with difficulties. I'm good at skateboarding and I know Europe well. So I thought, why not raise money for Boardwalk by skateboarding through France to the Spanish capital, Madrid, about 3,000 kilometres.
Did you get help from local businesses?
Definitely. I already had all the camping equipment I needed, so several firms gave money to Boardwalk instead. And I'd organised several trips across Europe as a student, so deciding which route to take wasn't a problem. The travel agent in my town provided boat tickets to our starting point on the north coast of France, which was great.
Yes. Did you travel on your own?
Two friends in their camper van acted as a backup vehicle. They didn't actually follow me, but they carried the tents and luggage between the overnight stops, and we met up at the end of each day. Funnily enough, their van broke down a couple of times, while I had no problems at all with my skateboard, although I took several spare sets of wheels.
But how many pairs of shoes did you need?
5 pairs. There was one pair of trainers that only lasted a day. That was crossing the mountains into Spain. The roads were really steep and stony, and I could see snow up on the mountaintops. Coming down was terrible because I had to use my foot as a brake. By the end of the day, the new pair of trainers I'd put on that morning were ruined and I had to throw them away.
Oh no! Did you have any accidents?
Just one, in Barcelona. And I wasn't even on my skateboard. I was having my photo taken for my website. I jumped up and landed on a piece of metal and cut my foot. I couldn't walk for 10 days afterwards, but I was more worried about my camera, which I dropped as I fell. Luckily, it wasn't damaged.
And how do you feel now it's all over?
Fantastic, because it has been so successful for Boardwalk. I'd love to work for them one day. I expected to feel depressed, but I've been busy writing a book about my trip. It isn't always easy, but it's good fun.
That's great. Thanks for talking to us, Joe.
Now listen again.
Welcome, Joe Durant. You made an amazing journey travelling 3,000 kilometres across Europe on a skateboard. What made you decide to do it?
2 years ago, I was feeling bored with my job and was looking for a challenge. I heard about an organisation called Boardwalk that helps teenagers with difficulties. I'm good at skateboarding and I know Europe well. So I thought, why not raise money for Boardwalk by skateboarding through France to the Spanish capital, Madrid, about 3,000 kilometres.
Did you get help from local businesses?
Definitely. I already had all the camping equipment I needed, so several firms gave money to Boardwalk instead, and I'd organised several trips across Europe as a student, so deciding which route to take wasn't a problem. The travel agent in my town provided boat tickets to our starting point on the north coast of France, which was great.
Yes. Did you travel on your own?
Two friends in their camper van acted as a backup vehicle. They didn't actually follow me, but they carried the tents and luggage between the overnight stops, and we met up at the end of each day. Funnily enough, their van broke down a couple of times, while I had no problems at all with my skateboard, although I took several spare sets of wheels.
But how many pairs of shoes did you need?
5 pairs. There was one pair of trainers that only lasted a day. That was crossing the mountains into Spain. The roads were really steep and stony, and I could see snow up on the mountaintops. Coming down was terrible because I had to use my foot as a brake. By the end of the day, the new pair of trainers I'd put on that morning were ruined, and I had to throw them away.
Oh no! Did you have any accidents?
Just one, in Barcelona. And I wasn't even on my skateboard. I was having my photo taken for my website. I jumped up and landed on a piece of metal and cut my foot. I couldn't walk for 10 days afterwards, but I was more worried about my camera, which I dropped as I fell. Luckily, it wasn't damaged.
And how do you feel now it's all over?
Fantastic, because it has been so successful for Boardwalk. I'd love to work for them one day. I expected to feel depressed, but I've been busy writing a book about my trip. It isn't always easy, but it's good fun.
That's great. Thanks for talking to us, Joe.
That is the end of part 2.